FTP Adapter Enhancements in BizTalk Server 2010. In the Enterprise Application Integration Tutorial, or EAI tutorial, we developed a BizTalk Server solution that takes an inventory replenishment request in XML format and processes the request. That tutorial demonstrates how BizTalk Server transports and transforms the messages and manages the business process. In the EAI tutorial, the transport adapter uses a file adapter. This presentation builds on the EAI tutorial to demonstrate the enhancements introduced in BizTalk Server 2010 using another transport adapter, the FTP adapter. Microsoft recommends you go through the EAI tutorial before watching this video. See the tutorial in the MSDN library at http://go.microsoft.com/fwlink/?linkid=195163. Watch the video for the tutorial from the BizTalk Developer Center at http://go.microsoft.com/fwlink/?linkid=196966. Download the files used for the tutorial from the Download Center at http://go.microsoft.com/fwlink/?linkid=207706. In this presentation, we'll change the scenario in the EAI tutorial so that the warehouse system sends the replenishment request from an FTP server by using an FTP receive location. If the request is approved, the message is sent to the ERP system by using an FTP send port. If the request is declined, the message is sent back to the warehouse by using another FTP send port. Through this presentation, we'll demonstrate the following enhancements introduced in the FTP adapter for BizTalk Server 2010. Using secure data transfer, transferring files atomically to an FTP server, transferring files from a read-only location. To demonstrate these features, we'll not make any changes to the orchestration already created in the EAI tutorial. We'll only make changes to the port binding by using the BizTalk Server Administration Console. We'll create a new receive location and send ports that use the FTP adapter, and we'll bind them to the logical ports in the orchestration. Set up the FTP server. This presentation assumes that you already have an FTP server set up. The name of the FTP server used in this presentation is FTP-server. The FTP server must be FTP version 7.5. Support for secure sockets layer over FTP is available with this version. Must be configured with basic authentication. Must provide read and write permissions on the FTP site content directory. Must allow SSL connections. Must have its content directory set to c:\inetpub/ftp-root. Within this, you should have created a folder called request, response, and temp. In this presentation, we'll use these folders for sending and receiving messages. Must have its server certificate added to the Trusted Root Certification Authority store on the computer where you'll configure the FTP adapter. For this presentation, we'll be using a self-signed certificate. For instructions on how to set up an FTP site using SSL, see Using FTP over SSL at http://go.microsoft.com/fwlink/?linkid=207600. Deploy and test the existing EAI solution. This presentation is based on the EAI tutorial scenario. So let's first deploy and test the EAI solution that we created in the EAI tutorial. You can download the files needed for this presentation from the Download Center at http://go.microsoft.com/fwlink/?linkid=207706. After you extract the files to the c:\root directory on the computer that's running BizTalk Server, you'll have the following folders and files. A completed folder contains the completed solution. EAI solution folder contains the solution we developed in the EAI tutorial. This is also the base solution for this presentation. ERP folder is a simulation of the ERP system. Warehouse folder is a simulation of the warehouse system. This folder also contains the request messages that we'll be using to test the solution. btstutorial.snk is the strong name key needed to compile the projects. EAI Solution.msi is the installer for the base EAI tutorial solution. Open BizTalk Server Administration Console, expand BizTalk Server Administration, expand BizTalk Group, expand Applications, import the EAI Solution.msi under the C drive, BTS Tutorials folder, use the default settings. When the import succeeds, make sure you select the checkbox Run the Application Installation Wizard to install the application on the local computer. Importing the MSI only adds the application to the BizTalk Management Database. To have the application function properly, you must also install it to install the assemblies. In the BizTalk Server Administration Console, the installer created an EAI solution application. There are two assemblies deployed to this application, EAI Orchestration and EAI Schemas. Let's start the application and run a quick test. Copy the two files with the .xml extension, requestinstance.xml and requestinstance_overlimit.xml to the request folder. Wait for them to disappear. We'll see one file under the warehouse request decline folder. The date and time match the current system time, and one file under ERP requests folder. So far we've deployed the EAI solution and tested the solution. In this presentation, we'll modify the solution so that I can use an FTP adapter receiver location and send ports instead of the file adapter. Secure data transfer. The FTP adapter in BizTalk Server 2010 introduces binding properties that you can use to specify whether the data transferred to or from an FTP server will happen over a secure channel. The binding properties introduced are use SSL. There are two channels for FTP communication, command or control channel, and data channel. All the FTP related commands and user credentials are transferred on the command channel, and any data transfer happens over the data channel. By setting the use SSL property to yes, you specify that all the communication happening over the command channel is encrypted and secure. In effect, this is the property that specifies whether the FTP receiver location is configured for secure data transfer. All other binding properties that we'll discuss now are ineffective if this property is set to no. Use data protection. You can set this property to specify whether the file transfer over the data channel is encrypted. FTPS connection mode. There are two connection modes, explicit and implicit. In an explicit connection mode, the FTP client connects over the control or command channel with an FTP server and then negotiates an SSL handshake with the FTP server. In an implicit connection mode, the SSL handshake must be negotiated before any FTP commands are sent by the FTP client. While the explicit connection mode enables the client to decide whether and when to upgrade to an SSL connection, the implicit connection mode mandates that the entire FTP session be encrypted. One point to note is that the implicit connection mode is deprecated by most FTP servers, so in this presentation, we'll use the explicit connection mode. Client certificate hash. You can set this property to specify the thumbprint of the client certificate if you want the FTP client to be authenticated by the FTP server. In the context of this presentation, the FTP client is the computer that's running the FTP adapter. In the EAI tutorial scenario, the receive location for picking the request message is configured by using the file adapter. The send ports for sending the request approved or request declined messages are also configured using the file adapter. To demonstrate the secure data transfer feature, we'll add a new receive location that uses the FTP adapter. The new FTP receive location will pick the request messages from the request folder that you should have already created on the FTP server under the FTP content directory. The FTP receive location will be configured for a secure data transfer. The request approved and request declined messages will still be dropped to the same file locations as configured in the original EAI tutorial presentation. We'll disable the file receive location. Configure secure data transfer. In the BizTalk Server Administration Console, expand the EAI solution node, click receive ports, and add a new receive location to the EAI solution receive request port. Name the receive location as EAI solution receive request location _FTP. Specify the transport type as FTP and configure the adapter properties. Under the FTP category, specify the folder under the FTP content directory Well, you'll be dropping the request message. For this presentation, you already created a folder request under the FTP content directory /inetpub/ftp root on the computer that's running the FTP server. Specify the password to connect to the computer that's running the FTP server. Specify the fully qualified domain name of the FTP server. When using SSL, you must specify the fully qualified domain name of the FTP server. Specify the username to connect to the FTP server. Under the SSL categories, set the FTPS connection mode to explicit. Set Use SSL and Use Data Protection to Yes, because we want both the control channel and data channel to be secure. Because we'll still be dropping the same XML request files to the FTP server receive location, set the receive pipeline to XML receive. Click the Receive Locations node, disable the existing EAI Solution Receive Request Location, and enable EAI Solution Receive Request Location _FTP that you just created. Test the solution. Share the C:\BTSTutorials folder where you extracted the tutorial files so that you can copy the XML files from the computer that's running the FTP server. In this presentation, we've copied over the XML files locally to the FTP server. Log on to the computer that's running the FTP server and copy the two files with the .xml extension, requestinstance.xml and requestinstanceoverlimit.xml, to C:\inetpub/ftp root/request folder. Wait for them to disappear. Now go back to the computer that's running BizTalk server, and we'll see one file under the warehouse request decline folder. The date and time match the current system time, and one file under ERP request folder. If you want to verify that the data transfer is indeed secure, you can use the Microsoft Network Monitor, also called NetMon, to verify that the communication between the FTP server and BizTalk server happens in a secure manner. In these screenshots, both Use SSL and Use Data Protection are set to no. You can see that commands sent to the FTP server are in plain text. The password is hidden for security reasons. You can also see the contents of the file being transferred. In this screenshot, both Use SSL and Use Data Protection are set to yes, and the FTPS connection mode is explicit. Notice that the connection is upgraded to a secure connection using the auth command. And after that, all the commands sent over the command channel are encrypted. Atomic file transfer. With previous versions of BizTalk server, atomic file transfer was only supported for binary mode. With BizTalk server 2010, the FTP adapter is enhanced to also support atomic file transfer in ASCII mode. Before we start talking about how the FTP adapter supports atomic file transfer, let's first understand why we need atomic file transfer at all. Think of a scenario where the response sent from BizTalk server to an FTP server is of a considerably large size, say 1 gigabyte. Transferring 1 gigabyte to a relevant location on the FTP server will take some time. However, on the location where the file is being transferred on the FTP server, you can start seeing the file even before it's completely transferred. There can be scenarios where another application starts processing the file the moment it's available on the FTP server. However, because the file is large and is still being transferred, the application might start processing the file and eventually fail. The FTP adapter rules out any such possibilities by supporting atomic file transfer, which means the file is available in the relevant FTP location only when it's completely transferred. To demonstrate secure data transfer to an FTP server, we modified the scenario in the EAI tutorial to use an FTP adapter receive location. Now, to demonstrate sending a file to an FTP server atomically, we'll further modify the scenario to now use FTP adapter send ports. We'll replace the two file ports with two FTP adapter send ports, one each for approved and declined requests. However, both the send ports will eventually drop the response to the same physical folder on the FTP server. This is the response folder that you should have already created on the FTP server under the FTP content directory. The FTP adapter provides atomic transfer by using a temporary folder on the FTP server. You should have already created a temp folder on the FTP server under the FTP content directory. To begin with, BizTalk server starts writing the response file to the temporary folder on the FTP server. When the response is completely written to the temporary folder, it's moved to the actual response folder. The assumption here is that moving the response from the temporary folder to the actual response folder is atomic, because it happens locally on the same computer. Once the FTP send ports are configured, we'll disable the file adapter send ports that were already part of the original EAI tutorial. In this presentation, we'll perform the following steps to configure atomic file transfer. Configure an FTP send port for approved requests. If BizTalk server approves the request message, it'll send the response back to the FTP server using this send port. Configure an FTP send port for declined request. If BizTalk server declines the request message, it'll send the response back to the FTP server using this send port. Configure send port groups for approved and declined requests. A send port group can have one or more send ports of different kinds, such as file and FTP. We'll create a send port group for the approved request, which will contain both the file send port that was already part of the EAI solution, and the FTP send port that you just created for processing approved request messages. Similarly, we'll create a send port group for declined request messages to include the file and FTP adapter send ports for processing declined request messages. So why do we need to configure send port groups? Well, once we create send port groups, we'll bind them to the logical send ports created for the EAI solution application. Once we've done that, we can add or remove send ports from the send port groups without modifying the port binding in the BizTalk application. Here's an example. Say after finishing this tutorial, you want to include an SMTP adapter to send the response from BizTalk server as an email. So for that, you'll create another send port and then change the EAI solution port binding to now use the new SMTP send port. And every time you change the port binding, you'll have to restart the application, which essentially means downtime for your application. Instead, if you have the logical ports bound to send port groups instead of send ports, you can add the new SMTP send port to the send port group without changing the port binding. When the application is bound to a send port group, the message is sent to all the send ports in the group, provided they're running. In the context of this presentation, once we add the FTP send ports to the send port groups, we'll disable the file send port so that the message is only routed to the FTP locations. Bind the send port groups to the EAI solution. Once both the send port groups are created, we'll change the EAI solution port binding to have the logical ports bind to the send port groups instead of the send ports. Configure an FTP send port for approved requests. In the BizTalk server administration console, create a new static one-way send port. Name the port EAI solution send to ERP port underscore FTP. Specify the transport type as FTP and configure the adapter properties. Under the FTP category, specify the folder under the FTP content directory where BizTalk server will drop the response message. For this presentation, you already created a folder, response, under the FTP content directory. Specify the password to connect to the computer that's running the FTP server. Because we have to achieve atomic file transfer for ASCII mode, set representation to ASCII. Specify the name of the FTP server. Specify the name with which the response file will be created on the FTP server. By default, BizTalk server uses the percentage message ID percentage macro. However, in this presentation, because both the request approved and declined messages will be dropped to the same response folder, let's call the response message for approved requests request underscore percentage message ID percentage dot XML. Specify the username to connect to the FTP server. Under the SSL category, set FTPS connection mode to explicit. Set use SSL and use data protection to yes. Under the tuning parameters category, specify the temporary folder on the FTP server where BizTalk server will first start copying the response message in case the response message is of a considerable large size. For this presentation, you already created a folder, temp, under the FTP content directory. Because BizTalk server will be sending XML response messages to the FTP server, set the send pipeline to XML transmit. Configure an FTP send port for declined requests. In the BizTalk server administration console, create a new static one-way send port. Name the port EAI solution send decline port underscore FTP. Specify the transport type as FTP and configure the adapter properties. Under the FTP category, set the folder to response. Specify the password to connect to the computer that's running the FTP server. Set representation to ASCII. Specify the fully qualified domain name of the FTP server. Specify the name with which the response file will be created on the FTP server. For request decline messages, let's specify the file name as request decline underscore percentage message ID percentage.xml. Specify the username to connect to the FTP server. Under the SSL category, set the FTPS connection mode to explicit. Set Use SSL and Use Data Protection to Yes. Under the Tuning Parameters category, specify the temporary folder on the FTP server. Set the send pipeline to XML transmit. Start the two send ports. Configure send port groups for approved and declined requests. In the BizTalk Server Administration console, create a new send port group and name it requestapproved_sendportgroup. From the list of send ports, add the file and FTP send ports that are created to process request messages that are approved. Similarly, create another send port group, name it requestDecline_sendportgroup, and add the file and FTP send ports that are created to process request messages that are declined. Bind the send port groups to the EAI solution. We'll now bind the logical ports in the orchestration to the send port groups we just created. Before changing the port binding, you must stop the EAI solution application. Open the Properties dialog box for the orchestration. From the Bindings tab, change the port bindings for the outbound logical ports. The Outbound Logical Ports column shows the name of the logical ports that were created in the orchestration. These are mapped to the physical ports on the right. Map them to send port groups instead. Map the send decline port logical port to requestDecline_sendportgroup and map send to ERP port to requestApproved_sendportgroup. Start the EAI solution application. This starts all the send ports and receive locations in the application. Because we'll only test receiving request messages from an FTP location and send response back to another FTP location, disable the file receive location and uninlist the file send ports. Test the solution. Before we test atomic file transfer, let's have a basic test to verify that the response message is sent back to the FTP server. Log on to the FTP server. Copy the two files, requestInstance.xml and requestInstanceOverLimit.xml, to the c:\inetpub\ftp-root\request folder. Wait for them to disappear. Go to c:\inetpub\ftp-root\response folder, and we'll see one file with a request prefix and another file with a request decline prefix. The date and time match the current system time. Let's now run a test to verify atomic file transfer. But before that, we'll need to make a small tweak to the FTP receive location. To test atomic file transfer, we need a large request message. The message we'll use for the test is requestInstanceLarge.xml, which is approximately 300 megabytes in size. So for the FTP receive location to pick this request message, we'll have to configure the FTP receive location to pick large files, because by default, it only picks messages within 100 megabytes in size. So open the FTP receive location properties and set the max file size property to a large value. For this presentation, let's set it to 1,000 megabytes. After setting this property, you need to restart the receive location. Now copy the requestInstanceLarge.xml file to the c:\inetpub\ftp-root\request folder. Wait for it to disappear. And this might take a while because of the huge file size. After the file disappears, go to the c:\inetpub\ftp-root\temp folder. You'll notice that BizTalk server has started writing the response file to this location. The name of the file is a GUID. Refresh the folder to see the file size growing. Go to the c:\inetpub\ftp-root\response folder. It won't contain any response message yet. Wait for the message to appear. Once the message appears, go back to the temp folder. You'll notice that the folder is now empty. So we saw that for an ASCII file representation, BizTalk server used the temp folder to temporarily write the response message while it was still being transferred. Once the transfer was complete, the response message was moved to the desired folder. Transfer files from a read-only FTP location. As we tested the other two feature enhancements for the FTP adapter, we noticed that when the BizTalk server receive location picks the request message from the FTP server, it also deletes the message from the folder. However, if the FTP content directory doesn't provide write permissions to the clients, BizTalk server won't be able to delete the request message, and you'll see a warning logged in the event viewer. In BizTalk Server 2010, the FTP adapter is enhanced to read the request message without deleting the file from the FTP server. To enable this support, FTP adapter introduces the following properties for the FTP receive location. Delete after download. This property specifies whether BizTalk server deletes the request message from the FTP server after consuming the message. By default, this property is set to yes. However, if the FTP server doesn't provide write permissions, we can set this property to no, so that the receive location doesn't attempt to delete the request message. Also, if this property is set to no, all other binding properties we're about to discuss will be ineffective. Enable timestamp comparison. Consider a scenario where a request message abc.xml isn't deleted after being processed by the FTP receive location, which means the file abc.xml continues to exist in the same folder. Now, if abc.xml is updated to include some more recent information, and this updated file is copied over to the FTP server, there has to be a way for the FTP adapter to identify that an updated file is now available to be processed. If you set the enable timestamp comparison property to yes, the FTP adapter processes the most recent file because the timestamp would have changed. So in a nutshell, the FTP receive location is able to process the most recent file even though the file never gets deleted from the FTP server. One important point to note is that not all FTP servers support timestamp comparison. So before setting this property on the FTP receive location, you must verify whether the target FTP server supports this. Redownload interval. If an FTP server doesn't support timestamp comparison, how do we configure the FTP adapter to pick the most recent file? Well, we make a safe bet to pick up the available file at a given interval, whether or not the file has been updated. This interval is defined using the redownload interval property. This property is used only if both delete after download and enable timestamp comparison are set to no. Configure file transfer from a read-only FTP location. In the context of this presentation, to configure file transfer from a read-only FTP location, we'll perform the following tasks. Revoke write permissions on the FTP server content directory. When you initially configured the FTP server, it had both read and write permissions. For a read-only FTP location, FTP server should revoke the write permissions. Configure the properties on the FTP receive location. In this step, we'll configure the receive location properties we just discussed. Start the file adapter send ports. Once we've revoked write permissions on the FTP server, BizTalk server won't be able to write the response message back to an FTP location using the FTP send port. Instead, we'll use the file adapter send ports that were originally part of the EAI solution. We'll also uninlist the FTP send ports we created earlier in this presentation. Revoke write permissions on the FTP server. Log on to the FTP server, open IaaS Manager, click the FTP site that's running on the server, open FTP authorization rules, and revoke the write permissions on the FTP site. Configure the properties on the FTP receive location. In the BizTalk Server Administration Console, open the properties for the FTP receive location. Under the polling category, set delete after download to no, so that the request message isn't deleted from the FTP server after the FTP receive location consumes it. Set enable timestamp comparison to yes. Apply the changes, disable the receive location, and then enable it. Start the file send ports. Because we've revoked the write permissions on the FTP server, we'll now send the response message to the same location as it was originally sent in the EAI tutorial. For this, uninlist the FTP adapter send ports and start the file adapter send ports. By the way, do you now see the advantage of configuring the send port groups? You could easily switch from the FTP send port to the file send port without changing the application settings. Test the solution. To test the solution, log on to the computer that's running the FTP server and copy requestinstance.xml to the /inetpub/ftproot/request folder. Notice that the file doesn't disappear from the folder because the FTP server doesn't provide write permissions. Now, switch back to the computer that's running BizTalk server and look for the response message under /BTS tutorials/ERP/request. The date and time match the current system time. Now, log back on to the FTP server and navigate to the folder where you copied the request messages locally. Open requestinstance.xml and make some changes to the request message. Copy the edited request message and paste it back to the request folder. Switch back to the computer that's running BizTalk server and look for a response message. The date and time match the current system time. Open the message and notice that the response message contains the changes you made to the request message. Let's now test how the request messages will be picked up if Enable Timestamp Comparison is set to No. Open the FTP Receive Location Properties dialog box. Set Enable Timestamp Comparison to No. And set Redownload Interval to, say, 300. And set Units to Seconds. This means that the FTP Receive Location will pick the request message from the FTP server every 5 minutes, irrespective of whether the request message is updated or not. If you're wondering why we need to specify 5 minutes as 300 seconds, when we can just change the units to minutes and set redownload interval to 5, well, here's the reason. The units you specify here will be applicable to both interval and redownload interval property. So if you set units to minutes, the FTP adapter will pull the receive location every 60 minutes, and then redownload the same file 5 minutes from then, which isn't what we want. We want the file to be downloaded every 5 minutes, after the pulling interval. So we set the units to seconds and redownload interval to 300. Apply the changes, disable the receive location, and enable it again. Go to C:/BTS tutorials/ERP/request. You'll notice that the response message keeps appearing after every 5 or 6 minutes. This concludes the presentation. If you have comments and suggestions regarding this video, please send them to btsdf@microsoft.com and include the name of this video, FTP Adapter Enhancements Video, in the subject. Thank you for watching.